This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Nolan Scott. Last name N-O-L-O-N, first name Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Date of birth, September 26, 1972. Date of evaluation, February 2, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Hassan. The HCI, the patient is a 50-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the back on June 20, correction having occurred on June 20, 2022, period. He had previously injured a right knee and subsequently returned to work, period. He stated that on the day in question, he was digging out a pipe from a crawl space when his knee gave out and he then injured his back. He stated that initially he could not move, period. He was then referred for physical therapy, period. However, his symptoms worsened, period. The patient was then referred for MRI, period. This revealed significant pathology, period. He has had ongoing pain which he describes as sharp and constant, period. Pain on average is 4 - 5/10, but increases to 8 - 9/10 with activity, period. Pain is limited to the lower back, period. He had previously attempted physical therapy. However, symptoms had worsened, period. He had physician-directed home exercise program, 10 units, all without significant response, period. Patient is now felt to require surgery, period. It is anticipated that he will undergo a right L5-S1 endoscopic discectomy for diagnosis of M51.26 under general anesthesia, period. The patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. Past medical history, hypertension, past surgical history, unremarkable. Medication, diclofenac, 1 daily, systolic, 5 milligrams, 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had diabetes, social history, he is a prior smoker, he stated that he quit 2 months ago. He notes occasional alcohol use. He denies drug use, period. The review of systems, constitutional. He reports weight gain. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, except as stated in the HPI. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 129/78, pulse 73, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 240.2 pounds. In general, he is an obese male who is alert, oriented, and in acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal exam, reveals mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature period. There is moderate tenderness above the SI joint period. There is a possible lipoma present period. He has a positive straight leg test on the right period. Data review. Sinus rhythm 67 beats per minute. Right bundle branch block present period. Left anterior fascicular block is present period. Non-specific SD by T-wave changes are noted period. The lumbar MRI dated August 17, 2022 reveals central disc protrusion with central and lateral recess stenosis, right greater than left at the L5/L1 level period. There is L4-L5 disc protrusion with annular fissure period. X-ray on 10/21/2022 revealed mild degenerative changes period. There is disc base collapse, most pronounced at L4-5 and L5-S1 period. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis period. There is no evidence of fundolisthesis period. No scoliosis period. No fracture or dislocation period. Impression. Degenerative disc disease at L5-S1 level period. Degenerative lumbar disease period, next number lumbar disc herniation period. The patient has an abnormal ECG, though he is asymptomatic from cardiovascular disease period. On further questioning, he reports that the right bundle branch block has been present for some time. Period. He has had exercise treadmill tests / workup, which was unremarkable. Period. Patient is therefore cleared for his procedure. Period. Recommendation may proceed as surgically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollins and Ferguson.
Thank you.